Mission Network News 4.5 minute version for Monday, March 28, 2005, in 3, 2, 1. Believers minister to Uganda's child soldiers. Bible Pathway Ministries looks at the issue of religious freedom in America, and a new website helps a person answer the question, who's Jesus? These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Topping today's news, 18 troubled years have devastated Uganda. The rebel army has ruthlessly abducted children to be child soldiers and sex slaves. But in the midst of the painful conflict, World Vision is celebrating success in Uganda. World Vision's Rory Anderson.
For the past 10 years, World Vision has helped to rehabilitate 10,500 children who managed to escape from the LRA or the Lord's Resistance Army. And so when World Vision gets them, we go through series of counseling, rehabilitation, because you can imagine these children have gone through great trauma.
Pray for the conflict to end, says Anderson, and rejoice as World Vision shows children Christ's love.
We have had success. We have managed to reunite children, heal children, help them to understand and feel the forgiveness and the love of God in spite of the difficult atrocities that they've been forced to commit against oftentimes their own communities. Because of this forgiveness, they are able to then be reconciled with their family.
Next, the Traveling Ten Commandments exhibit has sparked debate about the so-called separation of church and state in the United States. Those questions bring up the issue of whether or not this year's Bible reading marathons will face discrimination. Bible Pathway's Barbara Bivens says it's an issue of freedom of religious expression.
The big thing is to tell them that it's done on our nation's capital. You know, how are you going to say in a little town you can't do it if it can be done on the nation's capital? So that's the strong point of the one in Washington, D.C. It's a focal point for the whole country.
Bivens says the 2005 Bible Reading Marathon is taking a different approach.
This particular year, National Day of Prayer is also Cinco de Mayo. And we're trying to reach out to the Hispanic people with a message that this is their opportunity to celebrate their freedom and also their freedom to read God's Word and to pray in public venues.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Thousands of Congolese church leaders have welcomed Every Child Ministries training. They were pleading for fresh ideas to renew and invigorate their youth ministries. Every Child Ministries' Lorella Rouster says the solution was building up the Sunday schools.
One of the highlights that happened early in our 20th anniversary year was receiving word of new Sunday schools that have been started in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Counting these new Sunday schools, Every Child Ministries has now helped a total of 2,008 African congregations.
Rouster says the churches are enthusiastically sharing the gospel with kids.
These churches previously had nothing at all to reach children, and we've seen firsthand the excitement of these kids. They are just thrilled to have this opportunity, and they show it. The level of excitement in these Sunday schools is just indescribable.
And finally, there are many websites that are pointing people to Christ. Many of these sites use scripture or devotionals to help accomplish this. However, Back to the Bible International has launched whosjesus.com, and they're doing it through a 3D mural. Back to the Bible's Dave Hansen.
It is a website that allows you to go to the site, look at a scene that scrolls in front of you, and as you're looking at that scene, see something happen or see someone, you know, pictured in that scene that relates to your life. And when you click on that, it then takes you into the thought process of that individual.
As people come to Christ at whosjesus.com, Back to the Bible is pointing them to a local church.
We had to make sure that was part of the website, a way that this interested individual or this person who just came to know Jesus Christ becomes in contact with believers, and eventually our prayer would be that he becomes involved in a local church in that part of the world.
You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like to help organizations featured on today's broadcast, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. Mission Network News can now be delivered daily to your personal email address. Go to our website, missionnetworknews.org. Type in your email address in the left and you'll receive up-to-date mission news every day. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.